An exhibition in East Los Angeles showcases the work of more than 30 Chicano artists and collectives who use sound in dynamic ways. This is the last week the exhibition is up at the Vincent Price Art Museum. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has details.
Strewn on the floor of one gallery is what's left of a baby grand piano after New Yorican artist Rafael Montañez Ortiz destroyed it for an art performance. There are splintered fragments of its wooden case and shattered piano keys.
A video shows the time Ortiz took an axe to a piano in 1966. He tells a news reporter about channeling aggressive instincts to create destructivist art.
Destructivist art exists because murder exists in society, and perhaps if destructivist art became an important movement in a civilization, then perhaps wars would end, perhaps murders would end, perhaps suicides would end.
Ortiz founded El Museo del Barrio in East Harlem. At age 88, he's still a working artist whose use of sound inspired others in the Sonic Terrains of Latinx Artists exhibition at the Vincent Price Museum. Joseph Valencia is one of the curators.
It's by no means a full historical overview of sound in Latinx art, but what emerges is this really interesting polyphonic expression of sound in our culture.
That includes avant-garde visual artists, spoken word performers, and pop culture musicians.
The art in this exhibition engages with history, engages with community, political activism, art for identity formation, cultural belonging, collective healing.
Another video in the exhibition documents a sound ritual by an artist collective called Ambos Project. In 2017, artist Jackie Amezquita read a list of 96 immigrants who died trying to cross into the Arizona desert from Mexico. Many of them could not be identified.
Masculino, no identificado.
In memory of each, the other artist gonged the metal border fence with a stick, says Amezquita.
We're using the border as like an instrument to kind of re-embody people who lost their lives in the desert.
The exhibition also features Chicano spoken word artist Ruben Guevara using the sound of his voice as a call to action in 1992.
Raza, wake up!
In his performance piece, Aztlan, Babylon, Rhythm and Blues, Guevara referred to the 1970 anti-war protest in East L.A. that was marred by police violence.
Hey, fellas, have you heard? There's been a shootout at the Silver Dollar Cafe.
The 79-year-old artist told NPR he started out singing doo-wop, gospel, and rock.
Words are musical. They evolved into theater, poetry and song. So the poetry became my instrument.
Another artist curated a display of novelty radios transmitting bilingual music on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. A sound piece called Distant Lover documents the impact of California radio DJ Art LeBeau as callers ask for oldies to reach incarcerated loved ones.
Baby, I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you again.
What are you going to play for him, Jessica?
I want to dedicate You're All I Need by Marvin Gaye. Like sweet
morning dew. For the exhibition, L.A. artist Marcus Cuilan Nazario created an interactive sound installation that's an homage to his late father, an audiophile. He invites visitors to relax inside a space wallpapered by images of reel-to-reel tape recorders.
I wanted you to feel like held or hugged by sound.
Visitors can play Nazario's collection of 1970s vinyl records on a vintage turntable and listen as cassettes play recordings in which he talks to men about their dads.
I always had this idealized version of my father, you know, because I never really got to know him.
When you listen to these interviews and you listen to this music and you're in this environment, it's like a big altar, really. It's a sonic altar.
In that sense, he says, sound can be used as a healing kind of magic. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles. Porque tú sabes que si yo le doy la queja a mi papá, él te puede arreglar.